This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Memphis is bracing for the flood. The National Weather Service says the Mississippi River swells to 48 feet later this evening, just below the record set in 1937. And downstream, communities throughout the South are preparing.
In a moment, we'll hear from a woman who's already been flooded out of her home in Mississippi. First, though, to Memphis. Authorities there are going door to door to encourage people in low-lying areas to evacuate immediately. Earlier today, I spoke with Bob Nations. He's director of the Office of Emergency Preparedness in Shelby County, which includes Memphis, and he gave us the lay of the land.
Memphis is built on the banks of the Mississippi River, if you will. And so the river is actually west of Memphis and our other communities. And if you look on from downtown and you're looking west, you're seeing Arkansas. So it does not run through what's considered the city of Memphis.
What are you telling people in the areas that are looking to be the worst hit?
Well, Melissa, the Mississippi River, of course, we're all fascinated with the Mississippi. It's got a great history to it. Right now, it's a raging river. But actually, our tributaries that run east and west through Shelby County is what we have to monitor, because that impacts more of our residents and our citizens. Right now, they're backing up west to east. And so we're actually monitoring our tributaries while we watch what the Mississippi River does.
Mm. Are there a lot of people, Mr. Nations, who refuse to leave their homes even though they may be in harm's way?
Well, we do encourage them to vacate when we are giving them that notice. We also understand it is a decision that they have to make, but we do make them aware that if they stay too long, it may be very difficult for us to come back in and actually rescue them or help them evacuate.
You have temporary shelters set up?
We have shelters set up. Three of them are already populated, and we have a total of 11 on standby if that need arises.
What sort of capacity do those shelters have?
We try to keep our shelters at around 150 residents. We will go up to 175 as long as that particular shelter can accommodate that. But we are not in favor of large shelters, and that works very well for us.
How long will you be dealing with the Mississippi at such a high stage?
The water from the Mississippi and our tributaries will be with us 4 to 7 days before we really see a noticeable receding, although it will start slowly receding after the crest. But this is going to be a long-lived event. A lot of damage. This is going to be kind of a, if you will, putrefied environment, basically a dangerous environment, both in some health concerns, and we'll have a lot of people working in the cleanup. We already are getting more reports, for example, of snakes. So that's just one menace that will be dealt with. But we still got a long way to go with this.
All right, I've seen a lot of photographs of people taking photographs of the flood. Is that something of concern to you? This river is flowing really, really fast.
It's a very real concern. When yesterday, families were out, many hundreds, if not 1,000 people on the riverfront, and small children playing on the riverbank, and we're very concerned about that. The Mississippi is mighty, it's wicked, it's all of the things we've heard historically about it, and right now it's in a rage. And so we're very concerned that although you look on the surface at some of these waters, it looks very smooth, sometimes glassy. The undercurrent is very, very strong. This is a dangerous river.
Okay. Bob Nations, thanks so much for talking to us. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Bob Nations is the director of the Office of Emergency Preparedness in Shelby County, Tennessee. That includes Memphis.